right, let's move to the next.
Next paper. Okay. Next, agenda paper 3C, transition, first time adoption and the effective date. Agenda paper 3C, analysis the transition requirements, provision for first time adopters and the effective date. Firstly, transition. The board proposed that entity would apply the proposed amendment retrospectively, but included an exemption for adjustment to the carrying amount of asset outside the scope of ICE 19. For the proposed amendment to IFRIC 14, a large number of respondents agree with the proposed transition requirement. However, some think that retrospective application would be complex and the cost is likely to exceed any benefit. Our analysis of these comments is outlined in paragraph 8 to 11 of the paper. On the basis of our analysis, we recommend confirming the proposed transition requirement for proposed amendment to IFRIC 14. For the proposed amendment to ICE 19, more than half of the respondents agree with the proposed transition requirement, saying that they will enhance comparability and are justified because the benefit outweighs the cost. The main concerns raised by the other respondents are outlined in paragraph 14. Our analysis of these comments is outlined in paragraph 16 to 23 of the paper. Now, our recommendation to confirm retrospective application of the proposed amendment to ICE 19 is based on our earlier recommendation to exclude minor plan event from the scope of the proposed amendment to ICE 19. Given that in the today's meeting, committee has not agreed with this earlier recommendation, we will only ask you whether you agree with our recommendation to confirm retrospective application for the proposed amendment to IFRIC 14. For the proposed amendment to ICE 19, we would instead like to ask you for your input and comment, which will then provide to the board when it finalizes these amendments. So I would like to ask if you agree with our recommendation to confirm the transition requirement for the proposed amendment to IFRIC 14. And I would like to ask for your input and comment on the transition requirement for the proposed amendment to ICE 19. Thank you.
Comments? Connie?
So I agree with the staff's recommendation for IFRIC 14 changes. For the changes to IS 19, I would propose only prospective treatment. It doesn't seem to be beneficial to go back and restate prior period transactions, and frankly, I think the cost would very much outweigh the benefit.
Others who take that view? Andrew?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that if you have a plan which has been subject to multiple amendments over a long period of time, and some of these schemes have been in place for many decades, you're going to have a very large cost of transition for very little benefit.
Miguel?
I as well agree upon the prospective application then. And then I understood that we only need to do actually 1 year adjustment due to this, that we will not need to keep track of OCI balance and retain earning balance. But as an accountant, you feel that is really not good to just mix them up in one bunch like that. So.
Reinhardt?
I had very similar comments to Mikhail's. I'm concerned about the impact going retrospectively on the various balances that entities may be required by legislation to present, like retained earnings, OCI, et cetera. And so I would not be troubled by a prospective application.
Okay. Recognizing that anything on 19 that we are doing is advice to the board, since it's their amendment of their standard. Martin?
With regard to Michael, the retained earnings bucket and the OCI bucket, so to say. I mean, you are happy if you have it once in your balance sheet. However, if you have split it up over time, if you would go retrospectively, you would have different values on it. Yeah. So it would have, in fact, And then the question is, does it belong to retained earnings or to OCI? So, I mean, so therefore, prospectively.
John?
Yeah, I mean, there's an impact between retained earnings and OCI, but it's non-recyclable, the OCI. So it seems to me there's not a lot of benefit in going retrospectively to create something that doesn't have any future impact.
I am a lover of prospective anyway, so. How many would advise the board to, let's take it step at a time, to require prospective?
For the IAS 19.
For the IAS 19.
If PIC 14 is a given retrospective.
If PIC 14 is done. But IAS 19 that would require prospective. Okay, that's done. That is what we will tell the board. Then. Those of them who aren't already here. Okay, first time adopters?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll turn your attention to first time adoption. We did not receive any comments on the transition requirements for first time adopters. We will highlight that IFRS 1 does not provide an exemption from the requirements to adjust carrying amount of assets outside the scope of IAS 19. However, for reasons outlined in paragraph 27 of this paper, we think such an exemption is not needed for first-time adopters. In particular, we know that an entity is required to apply all the other requirements of relevant standards, as well as IAS 19, to the carrying amount of these assets that are outside the scope of IAS 19. So we do not see any benefit in creating an exemption. Oh.
Sorry.
I will restart.
Reset. Yeah, my fault.
Okay, no worries. So yeah, as I was saying, we did not receive any comments on the transition requirements for first-time adopters. IFRS 1 does not provide any exemptions from the requirement to adjust the carrying amount of assets outside the scope of IAS 19. For reasons outlined in paragraph 27 of this paper, we think such an exemption is not needed for first-time adopters. In particular, we highlight that an entity is required to apply all other requirements of relevant standards and IAS 19 to the carrying amount of these assets. We don't see any benefit in creating an exemption solely for these amendments. The board also discussed providing a similar amendment in 2011 and decided against it. So on the basis of our analysis, we recommend not providing any transition relief for first-time adopters. I'll turn your attention to question 2 on page 9 and ask if you agree with this recommendation.
Any objections? Nope. Sandy, anything on first-time adopters?
No.
Okay.
Prospective adopter lover, you.
Okay, effective date?
Yeah. So our analysis of the effective date is presented in paragraphs 29 to 32 of this paper. We expect to issue the final amendments in the first half of 2017. On that basis, we think entities should apply the proposed amendments to annual reporting period beginning on or after 1st of January 2019. We also think entities should be allowed to apply these amendments early, provided they apply the amendments to both IAS 19 and IFRIC 14 at the same time. So I'll turn your attention to question 4. On page 10 of the paper, and ask if you agree with our recommendation for the effective date.
Comments? Reinhardt, did you want to get on effective date?
No, I agree with the staff recommendation. I just thought I couldn't find question 3.
Yes, that was. Sorry.
picky.
Materiality core.
I stand corrected.
None of the rest of us caught that. Okay. And 3D and 3E are just reproductions?
Yes.
Of previous papers?
Of the papers from July, summarizing the comments.
So what's the next step for this?
We will take these forward to the board,
the
committee's recommendation, and then proceed with drafting in once we have the board's endorsement.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
These were another excellent batch of papers on some very ugly subject matter. So. I believe we're scheduled for a short break. Back at 10 after?